News Radio WJPF, Eric Cohen is joining us this morning. He's with the Illinois Policy Institute. Hi, Eric. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
New with the Illinois Policy Institute?
Yes. Well, I've been here for about a year and a half, I think. Okay.
Well, it's the first time they've let you and I speak, so.
And it's a pleasure, and it's taken too long.
I like the way you started. Here's the thing. The State of the Budget Address. And it was interesting. I was talking to one of the Democrats who was in the House. When the State of the State Address, Governor Ronis does not, and when the State of the Budget Address occurs in 2 weeks, I will present a balanced budget. And for that speech, the largest amount of applause. But when you're listening to it on the radio, you're going, all right, that's an enthusiastic response. Apparently, when you're in the chamber, you recognize that some of that was, I think the term we agreed on was facetious.
Sarcastic, perhaps, yes.
There you go. I like that, too. So what do you do when you've got a state? That the Bloomberg letter, interesting article on this, describes Illinois as a state awash in red.
That's absolutely true. We have been a fiscal and economic basket case for a long time. So I think the first thing that you should do is we should take stock of how we've gotten to this point. And that would begin with acknowledging that we haven't had a constitutionally required balanced budget since 2001. And we have not had a responsible budget in quite a while. And it led to a circumstance in the last couple of years where we had this massive budget impasse. We had more than 2 years where we couldn't agree on a budget plan. And this tradition that the state has had from moving from crisis budget to crisis budget, and then with the impasse, and then at the last minute getting yet another crisis budget passed in July of 2017, has not been good for this state. And just to give you an idea of, you know, the reality that even though, we got a budget, it was only a matter of months later that that budget was more than $1 billion out of balance. So it hasn't produced good results for the state. And we need to start thinking, one, more long-term, and we need to change the culture in Springfield that has produced this constant move from crisis to crisis. And we believe that the best way to do that is a spending cap that will help restrain lawmakers' spending, which is really what is driving the problems in the state right now.
All right, let's talk about this particular part, because Eric referenced this just a couple of moments ago. The number is $2.3 billion of deficit spending in the form of unappropriated liabilities held as state agencies as of December 31st. So there you talk about the deficit spending. And then you've got the unpaid bills, $8.4 billion. And then, of course, I consider this very intellectually dishonest, and that is the fact that we borrowed, $8, $9 billion, something like that? What did we borrow? And we don't talk about that as unpaid bills anymore, but it's got to come out of somebody's hide. You can't just take it and say, oh, we had $16 million in unpaid bills, suddenly it's $8. No, we haven't paid for that yet. $1.03 billion late payments interest fees occurred from December 31st, 2017, and $1.7 billion general fund deficit, this according to the governor's Office of Management and Budget. You look at this, it'd be nice to see one of these that's not a billion at least.
It would be nice, and this is all without mentioning the elephant in the room, which is the $250 unfunded pension liability.
Right.
And that, you know, the 32% income tax increase, the $5 billion that was supposed to bring in from 2017, all of that went to last year's pension payment. So it underlines, again, just how much spending has driven the crisis in Illinois state government. And the only way that we are going to reset the culture, that we are going to redefine the terms of this debate, and we are going to give a sense of certainty for Illinois families, because, you know, Illinois families, the ones that aren't leaving, and probably the ones who have left have done this at some point. You sit down and you plan out your budget in a forward-looking way, and with a sense of realism about what you're bringing in and what you can spend. Illinois state government does not do that. We are not thinking long-term at all. And we continue to spend out of control. So the only way that we're going to get the kind of tax relief that we believe Illinoisans need is by getting spending under control, and we believe that this spending cap plan we have will accomplish that.
All right. Now, quickly, you talked about unfunded pension liabilities. What was your figure, 230?
$250 billion. That's, I believe, Moody's number.
All right, $250 million. But according
billion,
to
billion, billion, billion would
be. Excuse me, $250 billion. But according to the Commission on Government Forecasting and Accountability, it's $129 billion. And the reason why I mention that, Eric, is because we are so dishonest with ourselves, we can't even admit how much money it is we owe without seemingly trying to, at every corner, push something under the corner of the carpet. And that is part of the problem. I mean, in the past, I've talked to treasurers and comptrollers, comptrollers primarily, ask how many sets of books are there in Illinois, and then watch their eyes glaze over.
Well, it is a fundamental dishonesty with ourselves, and it's a dishonesty from Springfield to the people of Illinois. And it really robs them of any kind of certainty that they may have. We want people in Illinois to be able to know what to expect from their state. And we see right now that many people are looking at it and going, I don't want to deal with the political culture, even if I could afford to stay here. And so many people are deciding that they can't. We see one person leave the state every 4.6 minutes right now. Until we can provide them some sense of certainty, you can plan for your future with a degree of knowledge about where you'll be 5, 10, 15 years down the line, people are going to keep leaving the state. And getting spending under control is really the only way that we can provide that certainty for Illinois families.
All right, let's take a look at this. We put a cap in. All right, so, and everybody realizes at some point around the household, you go, this far and no farther, right? Whoever pays
right.
the bills, no, that's it. We're not doing that. No farther. Okay, how can you do that, or is there a willingness to do that in an election year?
Yeah, so it's an election year, as you said. I think you're going to hear a lot of promises from a lot of different people. We're happy to say that there's been legislation on this introduced, that we have worked with people on both sides of the aisle to help introduce legislation that would cap spending, that would tie spending to the rate of economic growth in the state, which means growing at a rate that taxpayers can actually afford rather than continuing to spend out of control, which has just been the way that it has worked in Illinois for far too long.
Right. You know, it's interesting because you and I are saying, you know, people are moving out of the state. So there's this desire to present a plan where people go, okay, I feel safe staying here. I'm not going to see that go up, at least not for a while. My property taxes are frozen or whatever the case. But there's another group that needs to be reassured right now as well. And that is the people that hold the state's bonds. The comptroller admitting that Illinois, now this is according to Bloomberg, has the widest yield penalty of all 20 states that are tracked. Investors demand 1.8 percent points of extra yield over a AAA debt to hold the state's bonds. Now, so what Comptroller Mendoza is doing now is reassuring people that Illinois will not default on its debt and that debt service is a priority. I thought the people were a priority, but it's debt service a priority. We understand why, because we'll probably have to borrow more money. We got to keep our interest rates down. But it gives you an idea that this is, we really have other people that are concerned about the state of Illinois, and they don't live here, but they do have money involved.
Absolutely. And, you know, Illinois is a state that has the lowest credit rating of any state in the history of the country, and we're trading relatively at junk status, even if we're not marked as junk status by the credit agencies. It is a reflection of the irresponsibility that has gone on in Springfield for far too long. Again, it comes back to the point of how much we're spending, and if we're going to continue to spend out of control, if we're going to continue to rack up that kind of debt in order to service spending that is out of control, we are going to be in this constant mode of crisis, trying to keep everyone happy, trying to keep the people that hold Illinois' debt happy, trying to keep the citizens of Illinois happy, and it's going to be incredibly difficult. We need that kind of cultural reset in Springfield that actually gets them thinking further into the future than just, can we get a budget passed right now? And until we do that, I think, yes, you're going to continue to see the exodus of people out of this state who just don't want to deal with a state that can't think about its own financial planning in the way that they have to think about their family's financial planning.
Eric Cohen is joining us this morning. He's with the Illinois Policy Institute. Here's the thing, Eric. I call this the Great Wall problem. I have my own internal vocabulary, I guess, when it comes to dealing with issues. And the Great Wall problem to me is the Great Wall of China, the will that it took to be able to create such a thing. And now in modern times, it's the will to be able to stay on plan long enough to achieve your goals. All right, we came up with a plan. We've had plans to deal with the pension crisis, but we have the attention span of a gnat. You know, when it comes to dealing with the issues and the sums of money that you're dealing with, it takes a prolonged sense of will to be able to achieve these goals without being distracted like election. It's like the equivalent to the dog of squirrel. Squirrel election. And then off to the races and how much money we can spend to be able to achieve the votes we need to win if you're a politician. But with the Great Wall issue, it's going to take longer than one or two or three election cycles. And I do not see the collective will in the political body of the state of Illinois to achieve paying off these monumental debts. And I wonder where that leaves us.
Well, so yes, it's hard to disagree with that looking at an assessment of how things have operated in this state over the last number of years or even the last number of decades. We think that this spending cap is a common sense reform that appeals to taxpayers across the political spectrum. We're happy that we've been able to work with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle to help introduce this legislation in Springfield. And at some point, I think we're going to run up against Stein's Law of Economics, which says things will continue until they can't. And we're running up against the point of reality where the way things have operated in Illinois cannot continue. And we're happy to be standing here offering this solution, that a spending cap can be the way that we can responsibly pay for state government and control spending in a way that puts us on a trajectory to being a more fiscally sane state in the future.
It's interesting because you can come out and it's already happened this last cycle. Well, we have a balanced budget. No, you don't. You owe $230 billion in pension. We have a balanced budget. No, you don't. There's $16 billion in back bills. And I find that from a taxpayer, lifelong Illinois resident, frustrating as heck. To be told we have a balanced budget. No, we don't.
We haven't since 2001.
And we wouldn't, and you can tell we'd balanced budget because there wouldn't be people saying, where's my money? And they do. I mean, you've got Department of Corrections officers that have been waiting, I think, 7 years for back pay. 7 years, I think. I started thinking about it when I was, there was 3 years in, and my friends at the Department of Corrections often go, did you ask about our back pay? And then we'll come out and say, oh, we got a balanced budget. And then everybody's going to be standing around going, what about my bill? And we still, it still won't be balanced. And I think that infuriates people. And that's one of the reasons why people, maybe not just the property tax alone, but the lack of reassurance, someone financially at the helm has a calculator. And that causes them to look at Indiana, Kentucky, and Missouri and going, you know, maybe that's not Tennessee for me. You know, right? I think this all this together just demoralizes people.
I think so. Families want a sense of certainty. And until we get the spending problem under control, they're not going to have it.
All right. Eric Cohen, he's with the Illinois Policy Institute. You have any clue what's going to happen tomorrow at noon?
If I could predict the future, I'd probably be sitting on a beach sipping a Mai Tai right now. So I don't know for sure. We'll have to tune in to see. But people can go to illinoispolicy.org to learn more about our spending cap proposal and the way we believe we can get to a responsible, balanced budget that controls Illinois state spending.